living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
You know, melatonin is not just for sleep. I'm sure a lot of my listeners take melatonin to help them sleep, but it's doing so much more for you. And I want to talk about, some additional benefits, you know, from taking melatonin beyond just getting a good night's sleep. One thing about the sleep thing, though, if you're having problems getting to sleep and stuff like that, remember, melatonin isn't really something that is designed by your body to put you to sleep. It's really about allowing you to have that deep sleep. So a lot of times people will be taking melatonin, and they tell me, I'm doing okay on it. You know, I guess once I do fall asleep, I do sleep pretty well. Well, that's exactly what melatonin does. So you may still have to do something to help you get to sleep, you know, something like GABA or milk peptides. So there's usually something you have to do to fall asleep. But once you're asleep, the melatonin kicks in and gives you that good, restful, restorative sleep. Some people, you know, say that during the night when you are sleeping, it's almost like your body internally is at war. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of hormones that are being readjusted. We have a lot of things that the liver is doing while you're sleeping, like producing cholesterol, for instance. And melatonin, we're learning, is really serving kind of as an ally for you during that process, and is running a lot of these nighttime sleeping processes are so important to a healthy body. A lot of people still aren't aware of all the different things that melatonin can do for us. But, you know, currently there's, research really suggesting that it could be used in the treatment, the prevention and of many of our common diseases, age-related diseases that many of us are dealing with. So let's look at some of the things about melatonin that you might not be aware of. First of all, and this is probably the most important, melatonin is a powerful antioxidant. You know, we live in an oxidative environment. That simply means that a lot of the pesticides, the chemicals, the industrial chemicals, a lot of the gunk that's in our food, all of these things, even those hormones that animals are being injected with, so they develop huge muscles so we can eat like pigs, basically. All of these things cause what is known as oxidative stress. These are oxygen-based compounds that really can cause a lot of damage in your body. That's why we need to counter them. That's the antioxidants. Melatonin, very simply, powerful antioxidant. In fact, and this comes from a couple of different reports that I have here, this comes from the Journal of Neurology 2005, that says melatonin is about twice as potent as vitamin E, vitamin C, and may even be superior to glutathione. Now, let me tell you, that's a big statement. Glutathione, because I teach this, glutathione is the most powerful intrinsic human antioxidant. But now some research is showing that maybe melatonin is even more powerful than glutathione. So I'm not going to say that for sure. I'm just reporting what's been stated in some research. I'm going to have to look that up myself a little bit, but that's a big statement. I have seen other research talking about melatonin being greater than vitamin E and vitamin C, so that one I can go with. Not so sure about that glutathione one yet, but this is powerful stuff. Melatonin is a great antioxidant. Matter of fact, other studies have shown because of its antioxidant ability, it protects multiple organs against free radical damage, including the kidneys, brain, pancreas, eyes, even the cardiovascular system. So that's the first thing. It's an antioxidant. All right, number two, melatonin is something that we can use to fight obesity. You know, the link between poor sleep and obesity is really not a mystery anymore. Melatonin does play a role there. In animal studies, melatonin was found to suppress abdominal fat. So belly fat, not only the fat that you can pinch, which is the white fat, but also the visceral fat that surrounds the organs. Melatonin can suppress the buildup of both those different types of fat. Turns out melatonin may have an effect on leptin, which is the hormone that comes from your gut, travels to your brain, and tells you to stop eating, that you're hungry. Melatonin may play some sort of regulatory role with leptin. And it simply helps to reduce weight and food intake, probably through that leptin mechanism. All of that information comes from the journal Endocrinology in 2000. So that's interesting. So this is not necessarily new stuff either. These six additional benefits of melatonin. Some of this stuff is coming from research a few years ago. In this case, melatonin may be working through leptin, that hormone that tells your brain you had enough to eat. And that's causing some weight loss for some people as well. So melatonin and weight, who would have thought? Here's another one. Number three, melatonin prevents migraines. You know, migraines are still, we don't totally get them. There's different types probably of migraines, vascular components, hormonal components. So we're not really completely sure what's happening here. When you look at the causes of migraines, but it looks like melatonin may prevent some at least flare-ups of migraines. Right, in one particular study, more than two-thirds of migraine patients using melatonin experience at least a 50% reduction in the number of headaches per month. That comes from the journal Neurology in August 2004. That's pretty impressive. At least a 50% reduction in the number of headaches per month. If you're a migraine sufferer, that's big. Fourth benefit, melatonin protects your bones. I wrote a whole article for, I think, Natural Practitioner on this. Yeah, it turns out melatonin stimulates certain enzymes in your bones, matrix enzymes that bring in calcium, that also help to produce more collagen, which plays a role in strengthening the bone. So it's not just increasing density of the bone. Melatonin may help with strengthening the bones as well. Number five, melatonin has anti-cancer benefits, probably through supporting the immune system. You know, according to a review of 8 clinical trials, melatonin taken along with conventional treatments was shown to significantly increase the 1-year survival rate of cancer patients. Most oncologists that are looking at this are linking it to the boost in the immune system. This is important because more and more cancer researchers are really looking at your own intrinsic immune cells to help you fight cancers. It's called immunotherapy. And so there's a lot of research looking at, okay, how can we stimulate certain immune cells? For instance, there's a type of immune cell called a natural killer cell. These cells are really important. They patrol your bloodstream and they attack foreign cells, whether it's a bacteria or a cancer cell. They can even attack some viruses. So the more natural killer cells you have, the better off you're going to be in preventing cancers or even treating cancers if you get one. So we want to boost natural killer cells. So there's some research linking melatonin to the increased production of these patrol-like cells called NK or natural killer cells. So that's pretty awesome. Melatonin could have some immune boosting and anti-cancer effects. Matter of fact, from, let's see, the Journal of Cancer, Chemotherapy, and Pharmacology in May 2012, benefits were seen against breast cancer, colorectal cancer, brain cancer, and lung cancers. So that's pretty impressive. And again, that's coming from a well-respected, peer-reviewed journal. May 2012. Lastly, melatonin protects your brain. And probably simply because of the deeper sleep, you go through the cycles of sleep, the stages of sleep better. That seems to prevent the breakdown of brain cells, it prevents the breakdown of the sheath that covers the brain cells, so brain cells can communicate better. Some people are even looking at using melatonin in the treatment of Alzheimer's. In breaking down these plaques that develop in the brain of Alzheimer's patients. So there you go. There's 6 additional benefits of melatonin. It definitely goes beyond sleep, so it's something you might want to check into. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.